What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The sun is out. The rain has moved on. 81 degrees. South winds at 8 miles an hour. Dew point still up there at 71. But we expect that dew point to drop. But the problem with that is, and we've seen the pattern, it will usher in some smoke. Fog develops overnight tonight, low near 66. For Sunday, patchy fog, otherwise sunny in 82. Monday, patchy fog early, otherwise sunny in 84. 82 Tuesday, 84 Wednesday. Slight chance of rain Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, with highs in the upper 80s. And speaking of Friday, first night of the state amateur baseball tournament at four sites. We'll have more on that in a moment. Right now, 81 degrees, and we will point out that air quality alert, all of Minnesota, and it will start at 9 a.m. Sunday and continue through 9 a.m. Tuesday. The worst of the air quality, the heaviest smoke, north of the cities. From the cities south, not as bad, but you will notice. But some spots up north could be tough, particularly tomorrow and Monday, the way it looks. 4:35 here on a Saturday. Twins and Royals tonight here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. The big selection show is tomorrow night, where the bracket will be announced for all three classes of the 2025 Minnesota Baseball Association State Tournament. It starts Friday at four sites and continues through Labor Day. Mark Forsman joins us. He's the president of the MBA joining us. Mark, good to visit with you. Hard to believe another state tournament is almost here.
Yeah, Steve, it just came upon us really quick. You know, we fought with a little bit of weather during the summer with all the rain, and all of a sudden we turn our heads and we're in a state tournament again.
Yeah, and it is such a great tournament and such a great event. It's been around a long time. It's a wonderful tradition. And the towns that host these tournament games are proud of their fields, are proud of their communities, and they really step up. And I know 2025 will be no exception.
Yeah, no exception for our four communities who are hosting this year's tournament. We have Broughton, Hutchinson, Glencoe, and Gaylord. And they've been putting a lot of fine touches on their field and getting ready for the people to come and compete in our baseball tournament.
Yeah, it is such a great tournament, and I know upgrades are made to these facilities, but you know, these ballparks around the state where we've seen state tournament games over the years, and I've been fortunate enough to be a part of some of the broadcasts on NSPN.TV. All the games are streamed on NSPN.TV, and we should point out the selection show tomorrow night will be available on your YouTube channel, and we want to point that out to people so they can see what, you know, opening round games, where they're going to be. And once again, it is a big honor for these towns. They want to be a part of this tournament, don't they, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, we have a bid selection every 4 years to be able to host this tournament, and it's a feather in their cap for these communities, and they also make a pretty good bunch of money here doing it while they host. So, yeah, they work real hard to get the bid, and it's kind of, you know, everybody's trying to out-compete each other as far as their fields, too, in the state of Minnesota, so that really gets our fields looking really nice.
Yeah, it is outstanding, and you mentioned the weather. Hopefully we're going to get good weather, because it was a tough year for all these teams to get games in. I know I live in the northern suburbs of the city. The closest team to me, the Champlain Park Low Gators, and the Low Gators had a heck of a time getting games in. And up the road, the Andover Aces and the Anoka Bucks are the teams closest to me. And it was a challenging year for everybody.
Yeah, it was a challenging year. We even had the storm come through last night and delayed a bunch of games. Yeah. We need to get this weekend over with. We spend a lot of time. It's kind of my busiest weekend right now as far as matchups and getting the brackets all done. And when you get some rain that causes problems, it just delays all of our process also.
Yeah, so once again, the bracket will be revealed tomorrow night, once again on the YouTube channel. And our good friend Ryan Phelps is going to host that. Once again, all the tournament games on the stream on NSPN.TV. You mentioned the towns that are hosting. They're gearing up and getting ready. And this year we have a bit of a new wrinkle. I know there's been some tweaking of the formats of the state tournament. Mark, maybe you can speak to that and how this tournament's going to be laid out this year.
Well, so as you know, Steve, we added another class. We saw the last 5 years that in our Class C tournament, the same 16 to 24 teams were always coming back to the state tournament, and it was basically the bigger city. So we revised a criteria system to evaluate where teams actually belong with their city population, if they're going outside of their population and getting college players, and then their success points. So we put that formula together, and that's how we came up with the A, B, and C. So now we have three classes, and we're really fired up for this to see how this is going to work, because there's going to be a lot of teams that have never sniffed the state tournament in many, many years. So they're getting an opportunity to come. So we're looking to get over 30,000 people this year.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, and, you know, Mark, it is extraordinary after being at the C championship game at the Mini-Met in Jordan and huge crowds there and huge crowds in Belle Plaine and all the great venues over the years. Folks really turn out for this tournament. I know you kind of go head-to-head with the state fair, and the state fair draws record crowds, and this state tournament's a great draw as well.
Well, yeah, you know, Steve, in our society right now, I mean, there's so many things for our kids to do and families to do. You're competing against many different things. But once you get the taste of our state tournament and the just the bare bones baseball for the love of the game, and you come and you can get hot dogs and a beverage, very reasonable, no parking, and you come down there and you watch guys competing for a state tournament like you've never seen anybody compete in any kind of a competition. So, I mean, there's crying at the end of games when they lose, and there's celebrations you've never seen before. So,
yeah, it's always a great show for sure, and the quality of baseball. A lot of good players, you know, a lot of guys that played in college or even made it to the minor leagues. I know some of the great storylines, Corey Koski playing with his boys at Loretto. I mean, that there's so many great stories with all these teams.
Yeah, you're exactly right with the Koskis. They play together. They have three boys, and I think the youngest one actually played with them this year. Yep. But they did not make it this year. They got beat out. But, you know, you had the Steinbachs back in the day, and I know Roning was trying to get back. I think he just got released from Major League Baseball, but he asked to get his four games in, so he couldn't compete with Gaylord this year. But there's a lot of good players that are coming out of minor league baseball. There's a Muckenhearn that is playing with Delano. He just got out of AAA and played with Delano this year. So, yeah, you're seeing some high-quality people playing some baseball. So,
yeah, and once again, Brack tomorrow night, and then all four venues, and we'd love to see folks in all four of those towns. Brown and Hutch Gaylord and Glencoe are the four towns hosting the tournament, and of course, 3 weekends running through Labor Day.
That is correct. Yeah, Glencoe will have just strictly a Class A the first weekend, and then the other three parks will do the B and C tournaments. But yeah, they're ready for a bunch of people to show up, and the fields look good. We went and looked at them, and everything looks just ready to go. So,
yeah, look forward to it. Well, Mark, thanks for the time today. I know you're busy, and hopefully we get all the games in, and we'll be able to get that bracket out. And for more info on the tournament and the Minnesota Baseball Association, MinnesotaBaseballAssociation.org, all the info there. And then check out the YouTube channel tomorrow night at 7 for the bracket reveal. Thanks again, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. And we'll maybe see you around the park calling some games.
Yeah, I hope so. I think they've got me slated to go out to Hutch next Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of bouncing around putting out fires as the president, so I don't get kind of in one place at any given time, but I'm just all over. So hopefully we'll see you at the park and everybody else.
Well, and I know the way to Hutch because my first radio job was out in Montevideo, so I had to drive through Hutch a ton of times. So I know the way blindfolded.
You don't know. You need your GPS then.
For sure. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Have a good one.
Yep. 15 minutes now in front of 5 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins and Royals. All the trades went down. Fans were upset. Twins are playing pretty good ball right now. Game 2 of the 3-game set with the Royals. We'll have some highlights from a big win last night. Joe Ryan gave up a home run early, settled in. Twins bats came alive. Luke Kuechel had a big night. We'll get into all of that. Phil Miller joins us following the news and weather at 5. The lineup card at 5:30 here on the home of the Twins. News Talk 830 WCCO.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.